Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Chris O'Brien, have you read about this story about this?
I have.
Right. So what's your take on it?
I think it's absolutely groundbreaking, paradigm shifting. This is the first time that we've seen a result from the whistleblower portion of the National Defense Authorization Act that was passed two years ago now, that had a proviso in there that offered whistleblower protection for people to come forward with information such as described in the article. And now we have an NRO, that's an acronym and an organization that I've been, for years on the Paracast, saying how can we never hear about anybody talking about this stuff from the National Reconnaissance Organization, who are responsible for monitoring everything in space. And finally, someone with NRO credentials has come forward and said, yeah, there's programs that have been attempting to back engineer portions of and complete craft. Now, there's no mention of where these craft are alleged to have come from. There's a lot of details, obviously, that are missing. This is the veil of the two taboo aspects for this entire, post Blumenthal and Keene, New York Times, December 2017 article that they wrote. And this pokes the veil of what Gary, our friend out in Stanford, what's his name, Gary Nolan, has been hinting around about, and of course George Knapp and Robert Bigelow have been hinting around at the existence of actual materials and the possibility of the existence of craft, or portions of craft, that have been appropriated by the either Defense Department or possibly palmed off onto private industry. And this is our first bona fide claim from an above impeachable source pertaining to the existence of these things. And this pierces that veil of alien bodies is the next one that's going to have to drop at some point, but the existence of recovered craft. These things are not allowed to be discussed by anybody in Congress, anybody in the military, anybody in defense industries, and they have been adhering to this ever since this whole new UAP era of openness. And this is the linchpin for the whole idea of, giving us something concrete in terms of a person saying, yes, we do have programs that have been doing this. And this is the first time somebody has officially come forward, or an official has come forward and stated this. And I think It's a big deal.
We have to also compare this, Chris, with previous claims over the years from someone who is an alleged whistleblower. And to be an official whistleblower for a U.S. government worker, they have to go through a process. It's not like Joe Smith, who had some kind of low-end job at the Pentagon, says, I have the truth about UFOs. This is the guy who went through the process.
Exactly. Yeah, the pre-production or pre-publication vetting that has to happen. People like John Alexander, anybody that has had some sort of high classification or intelligence classification has to go through this process. If they're talking about anything that has to do with their former job assignments or projects that they were involved with. And this is the first time that we have a vetted, bona fide individual that's being allowed to come forward and pierce the veil on the two taboo subjects, bodies and craft.
The question I would have is, how is he allowed to go that far? Or they just can't control him?
Probably a little of both. I think there's enough pushback from the openness side of the cabal that's been holding this, you know, totally undercover for almost 75 years now. I think that there's individuals in there that are they're unwilling to keep their grandfather's secrets secret any longer. I think we're seeing a whole new generation of people in power that say, you know, the folks out there can handle it. It's about time that we go ahead and you know, begin to release some of this information in a way that's unimpeachable and that people can't, you know, the Jim Obergs and Mick West of the world are going to have a hard time dealing with this. Believe me. The Jason Colavitos and some of these Joe Nichols and, you know, these Phil Klass is rolling all around and pinning a hole through the bottom of his casket.
Yes, that's a good place for him. I met him once or twice, Phil Klass, over the years.
Yeah,
not after
too.
He died, although you wouldn't know. But he seemed a pretty cold, nasty sort of guy. I know Jim Moseley got along with him. I didn't like him at all. But when we get into this other stuff about the whistleblower and everything, I think someone like a Stephen Bassett, the lobbyist, would come back and say this is part of an official slow disclosure program. Reveal little tidbits of this information over time and suddenly it's all out there.
I don't know. I don't think it's organized like that. I think it's people pushing back, people pushing further, people pushing back. I think that there's two obvious camps. One that doesn't want the information to come out because of legal ramifications, because social potential social ramifications. And then there's the other group that the Chris Mellons and others that are pushing, wanting to get this information out. And it's just it's a tug of war that's going on.
Remember also that when the Pentagon UFO Study Group, which changes its name every other hour, when they meet with Congress, they also have classified briefings. Remember, there are some people in Congress that have the clearance to undergo classified briefings where they're not supposed to basically, except in very general terms, reveal what they saw. So it's quite possible that like a Senator Rubio or Gillibrand from New York State know much more than they can say, but are respecting national security.
Yeah. And so how convenient for there to be a clause that allows you know, rank and file folks that have been somehow associated with information and programs and that sort of thing, they can do it for them. And so maybe they're vetting these individuals and saying, okay, you can come out and talk now. We'll see how that works. And if that works okay, then maybe you can come out now. I think it's an ad hoc sort of take it as it comes situation. That would be my guess. I think it's a wild west right now.
There have been a few stories, scattered stories, about this whistleblower. David Charles Grush, is it, right? Is that the way it's pronounced? Anyway.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's not going to correct us. Or he might. He's welcome to come on and correct us. If we mispronounce his name, David, give me a call, and we'll talk about it. You got to come on the PowerCast to ask for the apology. Seriously speaking, there aren't that many reports of this so far. I know... Was it Fox News had a story about it with Laura Ingraham, but she seemed to be kind of up and down about the way she presented it. Kind of a sarcastic look on her face, but we don't want to get into that. There have been limited spots of coverage, but it's not something that's on the front page. It's like, oh, there's another person claiming that UFOs are extraterrestrial. It's not on the front page of CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, or many other places. If you look for it online, it hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, and it kind of goes with what I think, that if disclosure is so gradual, the level of coverage it receives will not be very high. We've got more to come with Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We continue with Chris O'Brien, who for 8 years was tied down as the co-host of the Paracast. We tied him up. So the thing I wonder about here, Chris, is whether the revelations will come so slowly that we'll wake up one day and we'll know what's going on, but it's going to be done very deliberately, very carefully. I don't know, with the cooperation of the media or just the way the program works. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's that's a pretty good likelihood. I think because we live in this age of just everybody just it takes so much to really stir the pot now, and everything is already so overly hyper sensationalized that if you do it in a slow, steady, kind of understated manner, it's going to go fly under the radar somewhat. And, you know, I think they're testing the waters with this particular vehicle to get this particular story out. And I can't wait to talk to Micah about it or NJ and find out how'd you guys land this and who was behind it. I think that this is an ingenious way to put your toe in the waters, piercing the veil of the two real taboo subjects that they have as yet in Congress and in the mainstream media refused to address. And go beyond. I mean, Ralph and Leslie almost were able to do it, but they were forced to write an article that backtracked on some claims that they had made that were very true, but they didn't want to get the Times involved in a legal Donnybrook with Bigelow and with the government. So they went ahead and walked it back. But I think this is an ingenious way to test the waters and start to release information in a non-sensational manner that's not picked up immediately by the mainstream, and it gives you plausible deniability. At the same time, it gives you control, and I think it's pretty smart thinking, whoever devised this particular scenario with this whistleblower. I think it's, you know, it makes a lot of sense to me, and I'm, like I said, I can't wait to talk to Micah about it and see, you know, how he was in the position to get this stuff. Hopefully the guy was just a fan. But I don't think so. I think that there's something calculated behind it.
Well, of course, we have had MJ and Mike on the PowerCast a number of times. I want to get them back here because I read Debrief religiously, check it out all the time, and it's not
yeah,
just,
you too.
It's not just stuff on UFOs. It's general information on the Pentagon, military, and everything. So it's really a really top-class publication. It's not sensationalistic. So when they have something like this, you've got to pay attention. I know there's somebody in our forum commenting on what I called in our forum title or thread title, a possible smoking gun, saying, well, this guy doesn't have any evidence that he's producing. He's just saying so. But Mr. Grush, whatever else you think about him, he has the kind of credibility level of a guy who is serious. He's a serious guy. He's not somebody who would just make it up, because that could cause him all sorts of blowback.
Yeah, he's not going to be grandstanding and doing this and you know, putting his still progressing career. I mean, the guy's young. I mean, he's in his 30s. It's not like he's some, you know, grizzled veteran who's be trying to make some dough before he, you know, to help him with his retirement or something. This is a guy in the middle of his, you know, of his career. So it's taken a lot of, if you can accept everything at face value, this guy is really courageous. You know, there may be other factors involved. There may be maybe some disgruntled employee type thing going on. Who knows? At this point, all we know is that this information has been allowed to come out. And that's something that the naysayer is going to have a hard time addressing, because it does appear that this is legitimate. And if it is, it's a game changer.
Well, the thing I can observe here is that if he was breaking national security, even though he's going through the proper process in dealing with the inspector general and being a whistleblower, they would have found a way to stop him.
Yeah.
So therefore, there has to be some covert approval. Otherwise, like I said, they have many ways to take this guy out, not physically or not with harm, but a way to shut someone like that down if they want to do it. I am less interested or take less credibility in like a Luis Elizondo, who doesn't seem to demonstrate that he knows much of anything. And when he says anything, well, it's under national security. So he's not a whistleblower. There aren't any whistles being blown. He doesn't seem to know a lot about the UFO field.
I'm not a whistleblower. I'm a patriot.
Yes. Okay, but what has he said? I have no personal beef with him. Exactly, nothing.
No, he said if I knew and I told you, I'd have to kill you. And he's probably done that in the past to other people.
Well, whatever. The point being here is he's not presenting anything. It's just like this To the Stars Academy. Comes out in a big flourish with a famous rock star, at least if you are into that band. I never heard them. I've never listened to them. But the point being here is it turned out to be much ado about nothing. Those who joined it, like even Elizondo when he came out of the military, they've all gone away.
Yeah. Well, another thing, too, that that people should kind of remember is that interesting book was put out by James McCaskey, and who was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, wasn't he? Or he was an operational head of some, you know, high-up status there. And he's the one that claims he went to Skinwalker Ranch, and as he was sitting there at the kitchen table there in the ranch house, behind Bigelow, in the living room, this object appeared in the air. This kind of looks like a curved bell or a pipe, like in the cover of Mike Oldfield's album, Tubular Bells. He said it looked like that, kind of a folded pipe in the air that was just hanging there, and then it disappeared right in front of him while he was looking at it. And then he brought home the hitchhikers, as they're being called, these dogmen that were seen not only by members of his family, but by friends of the family. And the thing was spreading like a virus. And these sightings of these wolfmen in Orf and the house and other weird kind of almost poltergeist-sounding events. But remember, this book had to be vetted and had to, had to be signed off on. And you know, some people are saying, well, it's George Knapp and Colm Kelleher, having their way with the material, maybe kind of like Bill Burns did with Philip Corso, possibly. I don't think so. I don't think the guy would have allowed that to happen. And I think that that's all possibly part of this particular attack that we're seeing unfolding, this particular approach.
More to come. Chris, Gene, Tim. And let's not forget that Chris O'Brien will be hanging with us for this weekend's edition of After the Paracast, which is available to subscribers at theparacast.plus. More and more exciting by the second. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Former President Trump hitting the stage in Columbus, Georgia and Greensboro, North Carolina Saturday for his first public comments since the 37-count indictment unsealed. Trump and his new team of attorneys expected in court this week in Florida. More now from Brad Siegel.
Donald Trump expected in Miami federal court Tuesday to face the 37 charges brought forth by the Justice Department. The indictment accuses accuses the former president of putting national security at risk by mishandling classified documents, including sensitive military information and nuclear program secrets. Trump denies the charges. I'm Brad Siegel.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, as far as Dr. Kelleher is concerned, we had him on the Paracast some months back when they came out with this book about the Pentagon program with George Knapp's participation. And he seemed like a pretty straight-on, credible guy. Do you know him? Do you know him well, Chris?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, back in... It would have been 98, right around this time that I was talking about before. You know, I'd been dogging NIDS for at least 4 or 5 years from when they started. I said, you know, you should put up a website, you should start publishing papers, you should start making, you know, press releases, start informing interested individuals in the field what you're up to, be part of the solution, don't be another secretive part of the problem. And, you know, I became a burr under their saddle a little bit. I was one of the few people that publicly came out and was dogging them to publish. Well, they finally did. They put up a site. The veterinary pathologist George Onet and Colm Kelleher, the esteemed microbiologist, they started publishing really good papers. And they're some of the best that we have still to this day on the animal mutilation mystery. So I finally... Well, buried the hatchet with him. I finally stopped dogging him. I finally publicly said, you guys are doing a great job. And then I contacted them and said, you know, let's get my guys, you know, in my little part of the woods here, let's get everybody on the same page. And so Colin, very graciously, and Dr. Onet worked with me over the phone. They sent me all the protocols for my veterinarians to have, gave me and them a promise to cover all their costs for in-the-field necropsies and other things to go out and do proper science according to their protocols. I had everything, everybody trained, set up, ready to go, and I didn't have a mutilation case for 7 years. So I'm not equating one thing with the other, but I will say that in working with Colin finally and getting to know him on a more serious sort of professional level, but and also getting to know Onet, these are serious guys who are really doing good work. And they had the budgets and they had the equipment They had to wear, you know, they had private jets they could fly around on. You know, the whole thing that we saw years later with the Project Starlight effort. So, but this was, you know, basically for the, exclusively for the unexplained livestock death mystery. So having had that kind of rapport with him at the time, I got to know him, and I was very impressed. And, you know, I've tried to get him, you know, on a couple of interviews for films and stuff that I've been working on, and he's graciously declined, but he says, I'm still reading all your books, though. So he's a bit of a fan. So, you know, that it's a mutual admiration society. His book, Brain Trust, I'm telling you, that book should have, it's like if you want to try to get a used copy, it's almost $400 now. But, I mean, that book blew me out of the water. I mean, it proved to me, without a shadow of a doubt, that there's a direct connection between mad cow disease and outbreaks of cattle mutilations in certain instances. And he did an excellent job of tracing, you know, the discovery of prions, the discovery of diseased brains in 4A tribes. People in New Guinea were brought back to Fort Detrick to the Army Chemical Corps. They were monkeyed around with and trying to come up with either weapons or defenses against prion weapons. And it got loose into the environment. And, well, now, you know, that was back in 67, right when the cattle mutilation thing first was on the map. And I just find the coincidences and the things that he comes up with in the book. I mean, I put some of my own, you know, correlations and stuff together with his information. He stuck really close to the vest and close to the facts. I did a little bit more speculation in my book about it, but I've been the only person that I've ever heard of talk about that book and urge people to get a copy of it, because it is an important, important work. And it just totally went by, you know, totally under the bridge. Nobody, it sold just minuscule number of copies. It did not get the attention it deserved. I'm still a little bit miffed at Patrick and Anomalous Books for not really pushing that book and figuring out a way to get it out there. But I think Colm just needed to get it out of his system, and he didn't really care if it was that big of a success or not, because the subject matter is not for everybody. That's why, you know, people say, how come I've never heard of you before? It's because what I talk about is not popular. It's not something that most people want to even think about or even, you know, entertain as something to think about. And it's unfortunate, but I think it's one of the key things that we have to look at that's going to help us explain UFOs, consciousness, and the other tenants in the building.
Oh, yes, the other tenants in the building. Interesting when you mention the human effects, the hitchhiker effect, which Dr. Kelleher mentioned and talked about to a pretty good degree when he was on the Paracast. He was with Kurt Collins on November 28th, 2021. Fascinating,
yeah,
gentleman.
I didn't hear that. I got to look that one up.
Yeah. Now, the thing that interests me here is if you look at the appropriation bill, at least for one of the Pentagon programs, you had two words in there, two-word phrase, that was very significant. Human effects. Of course, no one asked the question what that means. We know what it means.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's spooky stuff. And when you have five individuals, one from each of our intelligence agencies, the way it was mentioned in the book, going to a place, I mean, these are badass dudes. They're scared of nothing. And all of a sudden, all five of them instantly are terrified for no reason. They're just terrified. And, you know, they all four never go back there again, and they bring home these phenomenal events that start occurring around them all the way on the other side of the country. It's very difficult to take that at face value, but you factor in who the individuals allegedly were, it's kind of hard not to at least, you know, take the possibility serious.
What's the type of effects, though, that have the nuts and bolts UFO people just rolling their eyes? Now, the recent revelation, or alleged revelation by the whistleblower, you know, talking about craft built by non-human sources and possible crashes and bodies of pilots. Nowhere along the lines, though, has any of them actually come right out and said extraterrestrial, right, extraterrestrial spaceships, yeah. You know, extraterrestrial bodies, just non-human. Now, all of the news media, the reports that I've seen, I mean, that's what they're saying. They just jumped the shark and it's alien bodies, alien spacecraft, and that's not being said. Okay. Exactly. So then you go with these high strangest cases, the hitchhiker effects, dog men, and people are really left wondering, what in the heck are we dealing with? Because you wouldn't think that, you know, extraterrestrial visitors would be exhibiting poltergeist activities and you know, dog men rifling through your kid's closet, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I've been saying for years, I don't know how many times I've said it on the Paracast, that we need to factor out all potential closed system explanations before we jump off planet, and that we may be dealing with something that's more terrestrial than we are. We might be the aliens, for all we know. And people just can't get that. Everybody is so programmed by the media and by the culture to believe that anything that we can't explain that has some veneer of high technology into it has to be from out of this closed system, out into, you know, into the cosmos.
We have a visit to the cosmos right now, very short one. Then we'll be back with the final segment with Chris O'Brien. He'll also join us for the After the Paracast podcast, of course. With Chris and Tim and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. $25,000 hearing extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien joining us after a couple of years, former co-host for 8 years, as a matter of fact, of The Paracast. Our co-host is Tim Swartz. And we're talking about UFOs, disclosure, other stuff like cattle mutilations, the possibility there are other tenants in the building, and what they think about us, who knows. Now, I remember that guy who some consider the father of ufology, Ray Palmer. He was suggesting at that time something closer to a multiverse, saying this is the astral. The astral being another realm where live different entities, beings, whatever, and maybe where the flying saucers come from. But when I hear astral, which I haven't heard from lately, I tend to think multiverse, don't you, Chris?
Yeah, and of course, your half of the country would immediately, their eyes would glaze over, their knees would start twitching and jerking, and they would think demons and something religious that's of the devil. Which to me is quaint, amusing, and absolutely not correct. I don't think we're dealing with something that has morality involved at all. It's amoral, if anything, and it obviously has a stake in the game, especially when it comes to anything that could be detrimental to the ecosystem, which they are sharing with us in some way, shape, or form. And the reason why they showed up in flotillas in the 40s, when we started popping off nuclear weapons, was because we were putting them in harm's way. And people say, well, it was from another galaxy. They noticed that we popped off a nuclear weapon, and they came to quarantine us and all that. You know, you've been watching too much Star Trek, if you think along those lines. I think it's something much simpler, much closer to home. And I think we're dealing with something that's probably been here longer than we have. It's been hiding. It has access to maybe thousands of a million years, who knows how long they've been developing certain technologies, who knows how they've been able to do that, whether it's material science, whether it's some sort of, you know, astral capability to manipulate the astral to make it conform to physical science so that it's kind of, you know, it's valet in sense. It's both nuts and bolts, and it's some sort of dimensional thing at the same time. It's here, but it's not. It's not here, but it is. It's not nuts and bolts, but it can be. I think it's much more complicated than a simple 1950s style Georgia Dempsey craft. It's so easy to see anything online that's being touted as a UFO, as a photograph or a video. It's so easy to determine whether this thing is real or not. because it does not conform to the principles that Ray Stanford has established, aerodynamics and plasma sheaths and things that these things routinely present when they're available for our senses. There are certain things that you can look for that will prove whether it's real or not. And 99% of what I see online is BS. But it looks good, and it conforms to people's expectations because of their programming. And so these sites are getting millions and millions of hits, and the great American pubic is being stroked with this programming effort that's been underway since Jules Verne.
You know, what's interesting here, the other day I learned that the original version of The Day the Earth Stood Still, the 1951 movie with Michael Rennie as Klaatu, the alien being, was being offered on YouTube free with ads. Not that many ads. Picture quality was excellent. And it's been a few years since I saw the film. And with one exception, which I'll mention, there's a lot about it that influenced the early UFO culture.
Oh, absolutely.
What didn't, of course, was the carrot and stick approach that Klaatu took, which was to meet with the scientists of Earth after the leaders of governments wouldn't see him or wouldn't see him where he wanted to see them. He warned them, get your acts together or we'll take you out. They never picked that up in the UFO field. They always came to the other side, the first half of the message, we need you to give up nuclear weapons. But then George Adamski met Klaatu with long hair in the desert, silver uniform, etc., etc. The image of the saucer flying away from Earth in the night sky at the end of the movie, Howard Menger painted that. He was one of the other contactees and said that was a photograph of a UFO. Of course, with Adamski, it was Chrysler hubcaps or surgical lamps.
Well, I think it was the end of a 1939 Hoover or some Polish vacuum cleaner, too, I've heard.
Chicken brooder is what I've heard.
But people still believe Adamski. We had someone on the show who wrote a book with a lot of contributors, UFO researchers, and one of them was an Adamski believer, and we kind of took apart the guest for a few moments on that one, although he didn't write the chapter. And the guy in this chapter says, well, it would have been too expensive for someone like Adamski to make this photo. I'm thinking hubcaps, and I'm thinking of surgical lamps. I'm thinking of whatever else it could have been.
Any of the nighttime stuff that glowed was done from someone who he knew that worked at a watch company that had access to radium. And he had a bucket of radium that was non-secure that just Ray was aghast when he saw it. He said, do you realize how radioactive that is? It won't hurt me, you know. And Adamski would paint the famous one with the mothership and the little ships around it. That's done with radium paint. Ray and Rex found his hidden lab that he had outside in the basement of this cabin that he would do his photographic work. And they busted him, and he says, you got me, boys, and showed him some ones where the objects, the double exposures were not placed right, and so the objects look like they're going underground and stuff, and you can see part of it underground and part above ground. And he actually showed him some of the failed attempts, because he didn't get them, you know, it took some doing to get these things to be believable, and there was a lot of trial and error involved, And Ray and Rex got a little tour once they busted him, and he came free, you know, clean and showed him how he did it. So, you know, I don't know. People don't know any better, and it's unfortunate. But the three of us have read, you know, between the three of us, thousands and thousands and thousands of books. We've listened to you know, days and days of lectures, and you know, we've researched. We've thought about it. We've dovetailed our efforts with others. We've gotten to know people that you need to really listen to gain a leg up on these things. And the average person, all they're doing is surfing YouTube and looking for things that titillate them and conform to their foregone concluded expectations. And it's really sad. We've lost the whole idea of critical thinking is taking a backseat to entertainment. And, you know, I've been talking about this since I was, you know, ever on here until I've been blue in the face. And I just keep pounding this home.
that you've got to use critical thinking. You have to get yourself up to speed, become educated in what to look for, why to look for it, and how it conforms to propulsion physics and diagnostic science.
Hey, Chris, tell the listeners where they can find more of your information.
You can go to Our Strange Planet, which is now back up online. With Gene's help, thankfully, I've been able to fix some problems that we had. I'm going to be getting back to publishing more. My schedule is a little bit more free and clear now, so I have some time that I'm going to be devoting to the site.
You can find us on Twitter for the Paracast 2 places on Facebook. We offer branded merchandise at theparacast.shop, theparacast.store, whichever you want. Go to theparacast.plus to sign up with the Paracast Plus. There we offer this show free of the network ads and the After the Paracast podcast, where Chris O'Brien will be back, right back. To get more information about the Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to get a 20% discount for 5 years or a lifetime. Theparacast.plus. Old friend Chris O'Brien, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Yep, thanks for having me back. Good to hear from you, Tim, too.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.